your Jell-O family presents...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelt as Homer. And yes, it's the Jell-O family.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tapioca pudding. Yes, sirree.
And now for the Aldrich family. There's an old saying that goes something like this. Youth is so wonderful a thing, it's a shame to waste it on the young. But grown-ups can always recapture some of their teenage by reliving the experiences of a typical American boy like Henry Aldrich. The scene opens in Henry's room. The time is early afternoon.
But Homer, how was I to know?
Henry, you're too impulsive. Especially when it comes to girls.
But she was already sitting when I came over to your table.
You should have waited till she stood up.
Sure, that's easy enough to say now, Homer. But why didn't you say something when it would have done me some good? Or why didn't Agnes say something?
How can you tell someone not to ask a girl for a date because you think she's bigger than he is?
Bigger? Boy, when she stood up to go, I thought I'd die. What if I had to dance with her? I'd have to hold her around the knees.
Maybe you better break the date, Ken.
Yeah, maybe I'd But she's so pretty. Homer, did you happen to notice her eyes?
Probably.
What did you think of them?
How should I know? I'm not an optometrist.
I happen to think they were exceptionally attractive.
You do?
I certainly do. Their color, for instance. Sort of blue. Navy blue. And her eyelashes. Did you ever see eyelashes that long?
Sure.
Who?
My aunt.
What?
You ought to see them, Hen, when she has them on, I mean.
Now, wait a minute, Homer. Are you insinuating that Helen's eyelashes come on and off?
I didn't insinuate anything, Hen.
Okay. And her lips, Homer. Did you happen to notice her lips?
I don't think so.
They're so cute.
Well, I'll tell you how I feel about lips, Hen. Personally, I'll take them not so cute, but low enough down so I can reach them.
Homer, what do you think I ought to do?
Break the day.
No.
Then keep the day.
But she's too tall. Can't you think of something else?
What else is it?
I don't know.
Well, let's see. What if...
What if what, Homer?
My father's derby.
What about it?
That'll give you at least 3 inches.
Sure. Well, what happens when I take it off?
You don't.
You mean I keep it on all evening?
My father wouldn't mind.
Listen, Homer, how would you like it if you were a girl and the fella kept his derby on all evening?
Okay. How about... No.
What? How about what?
I was going to suggest you go to a beauty parlor and get them to fix your hair so it stood up straight. That's silly.
Yeah.
Sure, it would never last all evening. Suppose...
What?
Suppose we planned the date so you never had to stand up all during it.
Huh?
Look, you phone Helen just before you're supposed to pick her up on Saturday and tell her it's going to be very crowded at the movie.
Yeah.
So you're going to hurry over there and hold 2 seats and she can meet you inside. Then you're already sitting when she gets there.
Sure. But how do we get out of the movie without her seeing me stand up, I mean?
Oh, let's see. When you see the part coming where you came in, you ask her what flavor ice cream she likes.
Uh-huh.
Suppose it's Caramel Delight.
Yeah.
You say that the Haven's drugstore always runs out of Caramel Delight very early on Saturday night.
Yeah?
So you're going to rush over there and reserve some. By the time Helen gets there, you're sitting again.
I don't know, Homer.
Why not? So far, you're 2/3 through the date and she hasn't seen you at your full length once.
That's true. Although... Actually, I'll be spending most of the date running away from her, won't I?
Not necessarily him. Once you're sitting, there's no reason you can't sit as long as you want.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now all we've got to figure out is how to get her home with you sitting.
Well, I'll get it, Homer. You keep thinking. Hello?
Hello, Henry. Agnes.
Oh, hello, Agnes.
Guess what, Henry? My father had to buy 4 tickets for the charity event at the club Saturday night, and he gave them all to me.
Oh, that's nice.
2 for Homer and me, and 2 for Helen and you.
Yeah. For dinner? No, thanks, Agnes.
I don't think you understand, Hen. You don't have to pay for them.
Yeah. Even so, Agnes, no thanks.
Why not?
Because dancing requires you to... Never mind, Agnes. I'd just rather not.
What's the matter? You too good to dance for charity?
Well, Agnes, it isn't that. I'd just rather not dance with Helen, that's all.
Well, she'll certainly be interested in hearing that.
Oh, wait, Agnes, listen.
Why? Is she going to love you?
Agnes, I didn't... Agnes, you don't understand. Agnes?
Yes, Henry?
Thank you very much for the tickets. I'd love to go to the dance.
That's well, Henry. You make the arrangements with Homer. We'll make a big night of it. Bye.
Goodbye.
Got it all worked out. You're in the ice cream parlor, see?
We're going dancing.
Helen sees a friend at another table, so she turns around to wave to her in the minute of... Dancing? Henry, that's the worst thing in the world for you to be doing.
I know.
Well, for goodness sake, Helen, you don't have to snap my head off.
But, Agnes, why did you have to make it dancing? That's the worst thing in the world, under the circumstances.
I'm sorry, Helen, but it never occurred to me that Henry might be shorter than you.
That's all I've worried about since we made the date.
Then why did you make it?
Well, he's sort of cute.
Henry? Cute?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, I guess that's what makes horse racing.
You want me to call him and cancel a dance?
No, he'll guess why and hate me for it.
Then let's just go and make the best of it.
Oh, no, he'll hate me every minute he's dancing with me.
Then what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Oh, sometimes I wish I were a pygmy.
Well, tell me, Homer, what do you think?
Let me see you walk again.
Can you tell?
If I weren't with you while you had it done, Hen, I'd never know. How did you do it, Mr. Bridges?
Why, I just built his shoes up on the inside. How do they feel, Henry?
Pretty good, except that I feel I'm leaning forward all the time. Am I?
Just a little, Hen, about 10 degrees.
Well, that's because most of the buildup is in the heel. You'll get used to them.
I hope so. Are you sure you can't tell, Homer?
As soon as you straighten yourself out, you'll look perfectly natural, Hen. Lean back a little.
Like this?
Yeah, that... Oops, not too far.
Well, how much?
Come forward again. A little more. 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 Hold it.
Okay.
How does he look to you now, Mr. Bridges?
Why, you look fine, Henry, fine. In a few minutes, you'll feel as though you've been wearing them all your life.
Sure. Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Bridges. Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Bridges.
Goodbye, boys.
How does it feel, Hen?
Very comfortable.
No, I mean up there.
Oh. I think this air is a little cleaner.
Yeah. No wonder tall people are healthier than short people.
Gee whiz, Homer, he only built them up an inch.
Well, you never... Hey, there's Agnes. Hey, Agnes! Wait a minute. Come on, Henry.
Homer, you won't say anything to her about you know what, will you?
Of course not. Gee whiz, what do you think I am, a cad?
Listen, Homer, you know I don't like to be kept waiting.
Hi, Henry.
Hi, Agnes. Well, I'd better get home, Homer. See you later, Ken.
Sure.
So long, Hen. Oh, what I wanted to talk to you about, Agnes, why are you looking at me like that?
You know something, Homer?
Why?
I never before realized you were such a shrimp.
Huh?
Alice, you know where Henry is?
Not exactly, Sam. He said he had a problem to work out. Something about a charity.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad to see he's getting interested in civic affairs.
By the way, dear, that reminds me. Are we going to the charity dance at the club this Saturday?
Oh, let's not, Alice. I'm too tired.
My goodness, Sam, what's the matter with you lately? You haven't done a stitch of exercise in 2 months, I'd say.
That's not true. I played handball at the Y is it really 2 months?
At least. And, dear, you're beginning to bulge.
Bulge? Me? Where? Oh, besides, I'm not as young as I used to be.
That's exactly why you should be getting some exercise, dear. You know what happens to the human body as it grows older and isn't taken care of. It begins to sort of shrivel.
Nonsense, Alice. In the first place, I'm not that old yet. And in the second, what in the world would a horse be doing on our porch?
A horse? As a matter of fact, it does sound like a horse. Is that you, Henry?
Yes, Mother.
Excuse me, Alice. I'll speak to him.
Yes, dear. I'm right in the middle of my potatoes.
Henry, how many times do I have to tell you to take off your roller skates before coming into this house?
Yes, Father. I don't have any skates on.
Oh. Well, what in the world was all that? Henry?
Yes, Father?
Are you wearing your trouser belt a little higher these days?
She was, no.
Oh. It seemed to me... Oh.
May I go upstairs now?
What? Well, yes. Yes, certainly.
See you later.
Yes. Alice?
Yes, dear?
What were you just saying about a person shriveling up?
But, Father, why can't I have it done?
Because, Homer, there's nothing wrong with you as you are. Nothing that build-up shoes could help, that is.
Well, how would you like it if your girl called you a shrimp?
Now, dear, you just eat your spinach and you'll get taller.
Spinach isn't what made Henry tall.
Do as your mother told you, Homer. Eat your spinach.
But why can't I have my shoes built up?
Because spinach is cheaper than leather.
I don't like spinach.
It's good for you. Here, have some of mine.
Will, you eat your spinach, too.
Why? I'm tall enough.
Now, Will.
What do you mean by a statement like that?
Father, you're not so tall either.
What?
All the men in our family are shrimps.
Is that so?
Sure. Look at Uncle Harry. He's a head and a half shorter than Aunt Amy.
Aunt Amy is an exceptionally tall woman.
So, do you really think so, Will?
What? Well, I'm a good 4 inches taller than Uncle Harry. Well, at least 3 inches. 2 inches?
Listen, Henry, how much longer are we going to wait for?
I saw her going to Agnes's house almost an hour ago. She's got to come out soon.
Okay. What makes you think an inch isn't enough?
Well, I caught a glimpse of Helen at school today, standing next to Charlie Clark. And from where I was standing, she seemed about an inch taller than Charlie.
No kidding.
Sure. And a little later, I saw Charlie talking to Francine Lita. He looked about 2.5 inches taller than Francine.
That's who you should have made the date with.
Charlie?
No, Francine.
Well, she doesn't excite me. Anyway, just for the fun of it, I went over to talk to Francine. It seemed to me I was about 3 inches taller.
So
don't you see? If I'm 3 inches taller than Francine, who's 2.5 inches shorter than Charlie, who's an inch shorter than Helen, that still makes me about 1/2 inch too short.
Oh. Well, in that case...
Here she comes, hiding this doorway. Remember, she passes that fence, make a mental picture of where she comes to on it.
Okay. The coast is clear, Ann.
Good, come on. Where'd she come through, Homer?
Right about here, I think.
That high? Seemed to me it was closer to down there.
No, it was up here, Ann.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a point halfway between your opinion and mine. That'll bring it to about right here.
Okay, I got it, Ann. Sam, with your back to the fence.
Okay. Well?
Ken, what time does the shoemaker open in the morning?
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O chip. See you the pudding, Jeff Curry.
Yeah.
family. Yes, there are desserts for everybody's family in the famous Jell-O family of yum-yum desserts. For instance, Pineapple Lime Delight, made with shimmering green lime Jell-O, looks as fresh as spring itself. Just dissolve a package of lime Jell-O in 2 cups of hot canned pineapple juice and water. When slightly thickened, fold in 2 slices of diced canned pineapple together with 4 cut-off marshmallows. Yes, tempting, tangy lime Jell-O with pineapple and luscious marshmallows. Enjoy all 6 delicious Jell-O flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. All 6 rich with that locked-in goodness that's exclusive with Jell-O. Flavor so rich and satisfying, it reminds you of the real ripe fruit itself. That's Jell-O, America's favorite gelatin dessert. And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry has been experiencing all sorts of difficulties trying to build himself up to the exact height of the girl he has a date with for a dance. So far, he's succeeded only in making Mr. Aldrich apparently shrivel. The scene is Agnes's house. The time is the following day.
But if you and Henry go to the church supper, how in earth to dance every dance at home?
I'm sorry, Agnes, but at a supper, you sit.
Hello?
Hello, is this Henry Aldrich?
Speaking.
This is Helen Henry.
Oh, please, hello. Oh,
Henry, the church is having a supper this Sunday night.
Really?
Uh-huh, and I thought you might prefer going to that.
Why?
Well,
Oh, you mean,
Yes,
Well, if you think,
Helen, wait. 1 minute, Henry. What is it, Agnes?
Did you see what it says in the ad for the church supper?
No, what?
It's a buffet supper. You have to eat standing.
Oh.
And there's square dancing afterwards.
Oh, Mom.
Hello, Henry. You don't really want to go to the church supper, do you?
Up, 2, 3, 4. Down, 2, 3, 4.
But dear.
Up, 2, 3.
All day at the gym, and now these weights at home.
I thought you wanted me to exercise.
Oh, yes, but not as a full-time job.
2, 3, 4. Up, 2.
Oh, so what happened?
I think something gave.
Sam Aldrich, that's enough for today.
Maybe you're right, Alice. Do I look any less shriveled?
Much, dear.
Well, I feel a lot better. Would you mind helping me to the couch? I think I'll lie down.
In here, Homer.
How are you, Mr. Aldrich?
Great.
Back nice. Where's Henry?
In his room, dear.
Thanks. See you later, Mr. Aldrich.
I'll be right here, Homer. Flat on my back.
Hi, Hen.
Hi, Homer.
I ran over as soon as I got your message. Boy, Mr. Bridges certainly went to town on your shoes this time.
He added another sole and double heel.
Oh, boy.
Only I don't think I'm tall enough yet.
Why?
Listen, Homer, Helen phoned me a little while ago.
What for?
I think she's worried, too.
Yeah? Well, what do you want me for?
Well, I figure I'll know exactly how much buildup I need if I can get someone to find out her exact height.
Oh, no, Hen, not me.
Homer, let's go downtown and have a soda. On me. And I'll tell you just what I have in mind.
Well, okay. Boy, you think you've got trouble. Look at me, if you can see that far down.
Listen, Homer, being this high up has its disadvantages, too.
Like what?
Like doorknobs, for instance.
What about doorknobs?
I keep missing them. Overshooting.
No kidding.
Sure. It's going to be even worse with this new buildup on top of the old buildup.
Gee.
Yeah, just relax, Sam. Try to rest.
Hello, Mother. Hi, Father.
Hello, Henry. Oh, my.
Father, what's the matter?
Sam!
Up, 2, 3, 4. Down, 2, 3, 4.
Agnes, are you sure you don't mind lending me your eyelashes for Saturday?
Of course not.
Hi, Agnes.
Wow.
Oh, hello, Helen.
Hello, Homer.
What do you want? I just happened to be passing by and I didn't know you had company, Agnes.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about is strictly private.
I think I'd better go.
Well, so long. Boy, that's a beautiful pin you have on, Helen.
Oh, thank you, Homer.
Can I see it? I was thinking of buying one.
Let him see it, Helen.
For my mother.
Goodbye, Homer.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Homer.
Yes, Agnes.
Say it.
By the way, Helen, have you heard about the newest dance they're doing? The girl stands up.
Homer, let go of
me. And the boy stands with his back to the girl like this and turns his head all the way around as far as...
Homer! Mark!
I'm going, Agnes. I'm going. Stop pushing.
Well, hello there, Will.
Hello, Sam.
What are you doing sitting here on a fire hydrant? Waiting for a bus?
No, I just had my shoes... My feet hurt a bit. I thought I'd sit down and rest a while.
Oh. Well, come on. I'll walk you home. Exercise will do us both good.
Sure. Let's go.
As a matter of fact, talking about exercise... You know you're leaning forward a bit, Will?
I am. How's that?
That's better. Talking about exercise, Will, I noticed that...
What's the matter, Sam? Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing.
Oh. By the way, Sam, I think there's a speck of dust down there on the top of your hat.
Well, there is. I don't see it.
Well, maybe it just looked like it from up here.
Oh. Well, do you mind walking home by yourself?
Why? Where are you going, Sam?
Back to the gym.
Can't you walk a little faster, Hen? The girls are waiting.
I'd like to see you walk down steps any faster on stilts, practically.
Maybe you shouldn't have put on two pair of sweat socks, Hen. Maybe the three cardboard inner soles would have been enough.
Maybe. Who measured himself against Helen and said I needed another inch? Boy, my ankles are killing me.
There. Is it easier on level ground, Hen?
A little. Mother, we're going.
Dear, are you sure your father said you could have the car?
Positive.
What exactly did he say?
Nothing. He just looked up at me and handed over the keys.
Oh, well, have a nice time, boys. Henry, the phone's probably for you.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Henry?
Yes, Father, hold it. I'll get Mother.
Hello, Henry. I want to speak to you.
Henry, he'll kill me.
What is it, Father?
I want you to come and get me.
What? Where are you?
Down at the Y.
All the way down there? Father, how about taking a bus home? The girls are waiting for us.
The girls can wait, Henry. They don't have sprained backs.
Do you, Father?
In three places.
Well, how about a taxi?
Henry.
Or an ambulance?
Henry, this is partly your fault.
My fault? In what way, Father?
Never mind. Just come down and pick me up.
Yes, Father.
Henry said for me to pick up you and Helen, and he'd meet us here at the dance.
Well, where is he?
I don't know. He should have been here by now.
He's got to come soon. Look at poor Helen. She's been sitting there since we got here.
Yeah. By the way, Agnes, what happened to her?
What do you mean?
Well, she doesn't seem to be as high up as she used to.
Oh, that. Homer, can you keep a secret?
You know me, Agnes.
Yeah, but I'll tell you anyway. Well, you see, Henry, Helen's boss, Henry, was too short for her, so she's wearing her hair as flat as possible in the lowest heel she could find.
Oh, boy. Well, Henry spent the whole week building up his shoes so he'd be tall enough for Helen.
No kidding.
Sure. He's going to tower over her now.
Homer.
Oh, tell him, Mark.
Someone wants to see you outside.
Me?
That's right.
Excuse me, Agnes.
What pleasure. Excuse me, Mark. I've got to see you.
Homer, over here, behind the bush.
Henry, what's the matter?
Listen, Homer, a terrible thing just happened.
Why?
Well, I was downtown helping my father into the car, see?
Yeah.
And in the struggle, my foot got caught on the running board, and one of my heels came off. Just look at me.
Henry, you've shrunk.
Completely.
Couldn't you put it back on?
No. It rolled down the sewer.
Oh, boy, that's great.
Homer, I thought you were a pal.
You don't understand him. Helen's much smaller now.
What?
She's wearing her head and shoes flat.
Really?
Sure, you'll be just right for her now.
Oh, boy.
Homer, where are you?
Coming, Agnes. Look who's here.
Henry, well, am I glad to see... Homer, I thought you told me he was...
He was, but now he isn't.
Come on, let's go in. I'm dying to dance. Where's Helen?
Oh, boy.
Agnes, what's the matter?
Homer, you told... So I told Helen...
And what?
She went home to get her high-heeled shoes again.
Well, gee whiz.
Get the idea you are shrimp. Tonight you seem lots taller.
I do?
Yes, and lots stronger too, Homer, old kid. What a man.
He is.
I am? Sure. Now when you step on my feet, I can feel it.
Well, ladies, there's one time when appearances are never deceiving. That's when you serve colorful, shimmering Jell-O for dessert. Because Jell-O, with that tempting fruit-like goodness, always tastes as good as it looks. In any of those six delicious flavors, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime, every Jell-O flavor is a special treat in itself, rich with that famous locked-in goodness. Flavor sealed right in by a special process, so it can't get out till your first delectable spoonful. Look for it on your grocer's dessert shelf tomorrow. Look for those big red letters on the box. Those big red letters stand for... The Jell-O family of Yum Yum desserts.
Hey, Henry, guess what? You've won a plaque.
A plaque? No kidding.
Sure. Go ahead, Henry, read it.
The Downey Donut Award. Presented to Ezra Stone as Henry Aldridge, as the boy who typifies the nation's ideal teenage donut dunker. Boy, that's swell.
The only thing is him.
What?
Can I get anything?
Sure, Homer, you get to carry it.
Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Frank Karloff with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Ross. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, the Aldrich family is brought to you by the Jell-O family.
All the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. All the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pasty, no stuff pudding. Yes, sir.
New as a square egg. Amazing. The only one of its kind. That's Minute Rice. Minute Rice for magically quick, quick meals. You've never tasted such true rice flavor. You've never seen rice so light, white, and fluffy. And all you do is drop it in water and bring to a boil. No washing, rinsing, draining, or steaming. Minute Rice is quicker to fix than potatoes. You'll want to use it in all sorts of combinations for quick, quick meals. Remember the name Minute. Minute Rice in the red, white, and blue box.
We're going to New York on the rocket ship.
What?
The engineer in the control room says we're going from coast to coast in 40 seconds.
Gracie, he means our program is on next on NBC.